understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at C-Plant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of C-Plant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Thursday morning and welcome to the program. We are going to have a nice interview with Leslie Barnes from the University of Kentucky Extension Service. But first, I want to bring you up to date on some local news and some things you might want to get on your calendar. First of all, we have a voter registration deadline coming up very soon on October 5th. So if you are not registered to vote and would like to cast a ballot in the November 3rd general election, you will need to get registered. These days with the motor voter registration program, most people are registered. Nonetheless, there are a few that slip through the cracks and decide they need to register to vote. Now's the time to do it, by October 5th anyway. So you can do that at the Crittenden County Clerk's office out at the county office complex, formerly the Ed Tech Center. And if you don't want to go out there, you can do it online to govoteky.org. Now, the Planning and Zoning Commission for Marion, Kentucky will be meeting on September 24th to hear a request to rezone a piece of property on Main Street at the corner of Main and Gum. It is where the pantry used to be. If you're 50 years old or so, you will remember where the pantry was. It's there on the southwest corner of the major intersection at Main and Gum, or US 641/91 and US 60, just to the south of where Duncan's Auto Repair was. This is where the new building has gone up. Kent Martin and his company is building a blasting mat company. They make blasting mats out of those rubber tires. Of course, he's involved with Liberty Tire and the other plant there where the old Southern States was that makes those rubber rings that go on of the barrels that sit out on the interstate when they're doing construction. He has a whole lot of things going on over on that part of town, but nonetheless, he has asked for a variance on the zoning to make that property light industrial so that they can make these blasting mats. And he had originally planned to put Rocket Tire there. You know, Rocket Tire was out at the shopping center where H&H is located, and they were going to move it there to the intersection of Main and Gum, and instead it looks like Martin and his company has decided to make these blasting mats there. So there will be a public hearing on that 6 p.m. Thursday, September 24th. That'll be at Marion City Hall, and you can go and make any comment you would like about that request for a variance on the zoning regulations. And we're going to take a short break and enjoy a message from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Here we go. I'm Mandy Hunt, and I'm excited to announce my affiliation with Keller Williams Experience Realty. I've been a teacher for 23 years, 20 of which have been in Crittenden County, where I also have served in the transportation department. I'm beginning my new adventure in real estate while continuing in the school district and carrying on a family legacy of serving our community through the housing industry. For more than 50 years, my father, James Penn of James Penn Construction, has built quality homes for families in our community. Today, my brother, Brian Penn of Penn Homes, proudly continues that tradition. I would be honored to carry on this legacy by helping you find your forever home or sell your property with confidence. Whether you're buying or selling, I'm committed to providing personalized service, honest guidance, and a smooth experience from beginning to end. Keller Williams serves all of Western Kentucky, and I look forward to assisting the area's real estate needs.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Authorities over in Caldwell County are investigating a railway incident that occurred late Tuesday, about 10:30 p.m. east of Princeton on the Paducah-Louisville Railway, when a train struck a loaded scrap metal trailer that was left abandoned on the railway at the Jones-Keeney Road crossing. The engineer saw the obstruction and attempted to stop, but was unable to, and crashed into that trailer loaded with metal. No injuries were reported, but it appears that they think this incident could have been perhaps sabotage. I don't know. It sounds like it from the investigation. Nonetheless, deputies over in Caldwell County are investigating that, along with the railroad company's investigative team. And speaking of Caldwell County, Preferred Tree and Land is located in Princeton, but they serve Caldwell County and the surrounding area and do a great deal of work here in Crittenden County, Livingston County, Lyon County, and beyond. Here's a message from Stu Haberlock of Preferred Tree and Land.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
In local sports, the Crittenden County soccer team will be at home tonight against Caldwell County. Now, the soccer team has been on a roll and piling up a lot of points this season, but leading scorer Adri Berry is out with a knee injury. Looks like she will miss this upcoming game as well. Now, she leads the state in scoring so far this season. The volleyball team, fresh off a win against upstart program Lyon County on Tuesday, will be in action at home against Christian County tonight. The middle school football team won Tuesday night over in Webster County, 28-0. This little freshman, middle school football team is pretty good. They're a joy to watch and have a lot of expectations for them when they get to high school. Rocket football team will be at Union City this Friday night, out of state, to play one of the better teams in West Tennessee. And the cross-country squad will be over in Owensboro at their invitational this weekend on Saturday morning.
Marion, Kentucky, get ready to launch into something big. Launchpad Athletic Training Facility on Sturgis Road in Marion is throwing its grand opening celebration, and you are invited. No membership required. Saturday, September 26th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., come test your skills with our long drive golf simulator, fastest pitch competition, long ball home run contest, and heavy lifting challenges for adults. Bring the kids too. for push-up and sit-up competitions. Meet our baseball and softball instructors and stick around for food trucks, coffee, giveaways, prizes, and much more all day long. It's fun and for the whole family, and it's totally free. Saturday, September 26th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at 223 Sturgis Road in Marion. So I have with me this morning Leslie Barnes. She is the University of Kentucky Extension Agent for 4-H and Youth Development, and she has her hands on many programs throughout this community, and I assume beyond.
Yes.
So she's going to catch us up. They're pretty fresh off of the state fair and, of course, the county fair, and so it's been a busy season. We're going to get a wrap-up from Leslie Barnes on 4-H and some of the other extension programs that are on the horizon.
Yeah, so we just got back, just brought their exhibits back on Monday from the state fair. We had 41 youth just from Crittenden County alone that had items at the state fair. That was about 140 items in Cloverville that represented Crittenden County youth.
Now explain to us what Cloverville is for those who may not understand.
So there's different sections within the fair, and Cloverville is in the south wing, and that is where all of the 4-H exhibits are housed. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of its own little department within that south wing, with FFAs in there, 4-H is in there, a lot of the different county booths are in there, so it's a great area to
if you've visit. Never been to the Kentucky State Fair, you do not realize how large of an event that is, do you?
It is. It's really nice. Yeah. I hope everyone gets the opportunity to go to the Kentucky State Fair, because it's just a lot of fun.
Okay. So some of your award winners from the State Fair and your other programs, I think you have a list of them there, don't you?
We do. So we had 12 exhibits earn a class champion, and that means that they were the best in that class. So we'll go over those names real quick. Briley Hackney won with some arts. Let's see. Gracie Freeman had some vegetables that were class champion. Grayson Pritchett won with his electricity project. Philip Barnes won with some photography. Russell Vince won with some photography in his geology exhibit. Sadie Young had a photography exhibit that won. Emma Guess had a photography exhibit that won. Then we also, on opening day of the State Fair, now that's the day that you really need to go, especially in Cloverville, because there were 1,100 hams on display. So it was really, really neat in there. And also, along with those 1,100 hams on display, there were 1,100 4-H'ers there that were also giving a speech that day as well. So
I can imagine how that smelled in there. I love country ham.
It's wonderful. It's a very nice aroma. So with the country ham contest, we had Russell Vince again. He won second place with his speech. We had Brooklyn Lavelle won second place with her ham, and Gracie Freeman won first place with her ham. And I'll have to tell you, we had our awards banquet Sunday, and Kurt Button, I thought this was good, he said he would donate Gracie's ham if anyone would be willing to pay half of what the ham brought at the Kentucky State Fair.
Which was how many million?
$10 million. Yeah. So if anybody would like to donate just half of that to the Crittenden County 4-H program, we will get you a ham. So
yeah. I bet you'd take 10%.
We might. We just might. So that's been wonderful. We had our communication state contest this summer, where Russell Vince also won first place with his speech, and his sister Charlotte, she gave her first demonstration and got a blue ribbon there.
So some of our listeners may not connect these dots, but Russell Vince has a 4-H pedigree, doesn't he?
Yes, extension. He sure does.
His grandmother is Nancy Hunt, who was a longtime extension agent.
Yes.
And his mother's Kim Hunt Vince. So,
I think she posted that he's a fourth generation 4-H'er.
Fourth generation.
Yes.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
No,
you're fine.
Put that in there.
You're fine. We had a written communications contest. Those awards just came back in London McCord. She won grand champion with her public service announcement. So we've got a lot of kids doing some great things. Our shooting sports program has really taken off this year. AJ Wessel is leading that program, and they have started going to different meets around the different counties, and we have about 3 kids that are going to be participating in the state shoot later this month.
Who are they?
Cooper Rich, Colt Hayes, and Miley Hayes. Yes. So yeah, we're really excited to see that, because shooting sports was really big in Crittenden County back in the day. And it kind of took a lull there for a while, but we've got a lot of kids involved with it again. So I'm really glad to see that program revive.
And the old gun clubs, what I call it, out on Kentucky 91 going toward the ferry, now Idle Ferry, I should say. But that gun club now belongs to the 4-H program, right?
Well, it belongs to the Extension District Board, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so anybody that enjoys shooting sports, and is this is shotgun, rifle, and then do they do some archery as well?
4-H does. Now, yeah. Our county right now only offers the trap, the shotgun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there is a shooting sports certification coming up, so if there's anybody that wants to get involved as a volunteer, mm-hmm. And offer some of these other disciplines, that is coming up very soon. So contact the Extension office. Okay. And we can definitely plug you in somewhere. So,
okay. Anything else coming up on the horizon?
Well, we have a forestry day next week. So we're excited to take some kids over to LBL. They're going to learn about tree ID and how to tell how old a tree is. So that's a wonderful event. We also have, though, an aerospace day camp that registration is still open for, and that is September the 18th. So there's still time for people to get registered.
When's the deadline to get registered?
Well, it's kind of a first come, first serve.
Okay.
So even if it's when we run out of spots, it's actually Butler County that hosts this day. Mm-hmm. But we've had kids going over there for several years. In fact, a success of that, we've had Jansen Croft, Paul Combs. They have both went into the aerospace career because of going to this aerospace day camp whenever they were younger. So the youth actually get to fly the plane. I know one time I took somebody over there and I was taking pictures of them while they're getting the plane, and the boy said, that's the pilot seat. And the pilot said, I know, get in. So yeah, they get to, it's kind of like a driver's ed car, but they get to fly the plane. So
yeah.
It's a wonderful experience, especially, you know, it's 6th grade through 12th grade. So even the young kids can still say they've flown a plane. So that's pretty neat. So we also have signups going on for Camp Jekyll, which is in Jekyll Island, Georgia, and we took kids there 3 years ago. It's a multi-county event. We took one charter bus last time. We're taking 2 charter buses this time.
When is that?
It's not until April, so mm-hmm. there's plenty of time to sign up, but that's also a first come, first serve kind of mm-hmm. Spot. And there's, like I said, multiple counties signing up for this, but it is an environmental camp. It's a wonderful 4-H camp. Like I said, we took kids there 3 years ago, and I have kids that went 3 years ago that have already signed up to go back again because they loved it just so much. You know, we go out on the ocean and we do beach ecology. We're going to take some nets into the ocean this year. There's the maritime forest over there. It's an amazing opportunity to go. So if that's something that you think your kids would mm-hmm. even halfway be interested in doing, I really want to encourage them to sign up. And that, though, is for anyone that is now in 7th through 12th grade.
Yeah. Wonderful. You know, I'm often befuddled when I hear people say there's nothing for youth in Crittenden County. There's plenty.
There is.
For youth.
Absolutely.
You just have to take that step out and ask for an opportunity, or find out where those opportunities are. They don't come knocking on your door.
That's right. That's the biggest thing, is just to be proactive enough to take that step of, hey, how do I sign up? And I say, 4-H, sometimes I feel like it's almost too easy for people to sign up because you literally just have to call our office. I mean, you know, which you have a nice segue for us too. Speaking of signups, for 4-H, we are going online this year. So before, people would fill out paper registration forms. Myself, our office staff would enter all that information into the computer. This year, it's going to where the families can sign themselves up. So we are working on that. We're working on making sure that we have the right emails in there so that families can sign up. So if you are interested in signing up for 4-H, be watching our Facebook page or call us because we just need to make sure we have the right email associated with your account. And then we can give you instructions on how to sign up. So that's going to be coming out real soon.
Okay. All right, great. Well, appreciate you getting us caught up on everything 4-H and Extension, and we appreciate what you do in the community. Thank you, Leslie Barnes.
Thank you.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We will talk to you again first of next week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.